Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Study Health and Human Services. It was set up in England about 120 years ago, brought to the United States in 1900. By 1934, it was law in 30-plus states that if you made below an A-plus or A-minus, depending on the state, they would take you and castrate you. They wouldn't just cut your tubes. I mean, there's hundreds of news reports on this. 500,000-plus women, just in the 80s, it was supposedly stopped in 87, 500,000 women just in the 80s were sterilized by Health and Human Services at the state level under federal grants. Millions. The records were destroyed by the federal government from the 30s and 40s, and Hitler made it look bad. And I've got the state testifying here that, yeah, we put two-thirds of the kids on drugs because they got bad gene pools. See, they're killing the evil. They're eugenicists. They're just people that want to steal children for the money, mercenaries. You know, you see them, they're driving around in Lexuses and living in $400,000 houses. They get bonuses. Some of these CPS workers are making $500,000 a year, but it's the private adoption agencies that are really raking in the cash. The judges, it's just pure evil, folks. It's always the same with these folks, the way they look, the way they act. It's a class of people. Then you have the pedophiles. And then you have a lot of mentally ill people whose parents beat them, and they're out hating parents, hating families. They're eugenicists. They're on a power trip. So you also have mentally ill people. That's the three groups. And that's it. That's all there is in it. B.B. Bent, we're going to get back to you here in just a minute. I wanted to play part one. We'll play part two after we talk to Bent and Pound and others. But here's part one where they're announcing on a newscast last night, oh, hey, the government's going to pay out money to those sterilized. Here it is.
The committee will ask the legislature to enact their recommendations come July of next year. The final draft will be approved December 18th, and from there it will go before lawmakers. If you or anyone you know may have been a victim of the eugenics sterilization program, you can contact the Department of Health and Human Services at 800-662-7030. More information on the eugenics sterilization program can be found on our website, news14.com.
Let's go ahead and play part two and then come back to Mr. Pound and Mr. Bent. I didn't know we were going to have Mr. Bent on. Sounds interesting fellow. I'd like to have him back on about due process another time. But we'll talk to him coming up in the next segment until the 20 after. But here's part two with the poor folks that had their testicles cut off.
29 until 1974, about 7,600 women, men, and children were robbed of the chance to reproduce.
By the way, hit pause.
Then Department.
By the way, back it up. That was just in their county. This is just one little local newscast. They're murdering your children right now. Okay, it's in mainstream news. They take them and give them pesticide till they die in drug test. I mean, these people, the evil level. Oh, source on that, New York Daily News. Keep rolling it.
Were robbed of the chance to reproduce under the then Department of Welfare, our modern-day social services.
They used a fancy name, eugenics, but it was sterilizing. And they used such things as excuses that they were promiscuous, or either that they were feeble-minded, or either that they would not be a contributing member in a positive way to the society of North Carolina.
Representative Larry Womble heads a committee reviewing government compensation for victims of the eugenics sterilization program.
North Carolina used the ones who were on the welfare rolls. And as a result of you being on welfare rolls, if you had a child, then they would come and threaten to take your benefits away from you if you did not participate in the state's sterilization program.
And so many people agreed, but the majority were not willing. 75-year-old Willis Lynch was one of them. He had the procedure at 14.
Well, I didn't know what was going on.
In many families, the bloodline has stopped. There are no more people that can be born in that family.
Okay, so now they target Christians and homeschoolers. And they say, you have degenerate pedophiles, kidnap you, no due process, and then most of the time they end up murdering your children.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go live in about 15 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv with Jesse Trinity, part two of the interview from last week, live. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is eugenics, and it's a minority of children that end up dying. A huge percentage end up being maimed. Over two-thirds put on deadly toxic drugs. On average, seven drugs in Texas. WOAI investigation 2 years ago. Seven drugs on average, totally healthy. But the majority of the kids end up dying that they get. Majority don't end up dying. A minority end up dying. But the majority that do end up dying, to be precise, for some reason are black or they're Christian homeschooling whites. They leave a lot of the Mexicans alone because Mexicans are real human beings. They haven't been dehumanized and turned into American slaves. They will run with their children. Their children come first, so I salute them. I've seen all the statistics. Look, B.B. Bent, Mr. Pound, see, I go off on a jag here because this subject, you know, people ask why I get so mad at the police and the whole system. I'm not saying all police, the whole government's bad, but they don't stop it. Where are the police protesting? Where are they saying no, they don't want to be involved in all this? Where are they? The system is evil, and I've had enough of it. Go ahead, B.B. Bent and Greg Pound. You guys talk about whatever you want for the balance of this segment.
Alex, you're absolutely right. The thing that we've got to have people who will take a stand and say, you know, when I become a government servant, I take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. It's not just the Supreme Court. It's every person who goes into government at whatever level, not just federal government, but any person who goes into government at whatever level has an obligation to uphold and defend the Constitution. That means they're not to exceed their authority. That means they're not to go into areas where powers have not been granted. That means that they're not supposed to do these things for money. They're supposed to be representatives of the people, and have no power greater than the individual. Our Constitution in the state of Florida opens up by saying all political power is inherent in the people. That means anybody in government does not have any greater power than any private citizen because they can't have power that we didn't give them.
But by force of arms, they carry the day, and by false authority.
Yeah, but it's only because we've been dumbed down to think that we don't have the right to keep and bear arms. We not only have the right, we have the responsibility to see to it that we uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign or domestic. And this means that's where our protection is for limited government. But even further than that, it doesn't mean we're lawless. It doesn't mean we're to go into anarchy. It means just the other way around, that the people were supreme, the people were sovereign, and that below, once we had, as you brought out,
they're going to hold their government responsible, or they are going to abolish it and create new forms. And it is our responsibility. And again, I'll say to everybody in the CIA, the FBI, police, bureaucrats, all of you, you know this stuff's going on. You know I'm telling the truth. You know, so let me tell you something. You either join us in, just like George Bush said, but it's actually true. It's just that he was the terrorist, so it was a reverse double entendre. The point is, you either join us and actively fight this, or you are giving sanction to all of it. And I beg you to search your heart and to join us in the fight against the New World Order. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, man. That needs to be said over and over and over again to so many people, because a lot of people feel like they don't have the ability to stand up. They don't have the ability to be counted. And every one of us every day makes choices that have to do with that. And if you don't stand up and be counted, then you're one of them. And the they that we talk about is me for everybody but me. And so I have to realize that I have to hold myself accountable every day, and everybody else who works in a position where we are the sovereigns in this country, or we're under tyranny. If there is no other choice.
So tell us some of the horror stories that are going on there in Florida and some of the latest deaths and injuries.
One of the things, you know, and Greg has brought out the fact, and you've brought out the fact already, that his family, he lost four children, he and his wife, and that's been more than 4 years ago.
And the CPS worker that did it lost her job, but they won't give the children back because they say, oh, we can't hurt the families that have your children now. What about the biological parents? And the children were old when they got grabbed.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, and this woman who just recently, this is a grandmother that you opened up the program with. This is a grandmother who wanted to take care of the kids, even though her grandchildren, even though there were problems within the family. The whole idea of the agency was set up to support the family in holding themselves together, to make the necessary food and medical care.
But they didn't. Instead of grandma getting the children, who got them?
The state got them. And now that child is in a vegetative state, not because of the grandmother, not because of any abuse, because of the abuse brought upon by the state. And this has been one case right after another. They take children and they say that these children are underweight, but the standard that they use to measure against, the American Medical Association has already mentioned, is based on obesity. They say these children are underweight. These kids were raised on health food. These kids were raised.
Yeah, that's the new thing. They're grabbing organic folks, children. I've seen that hundreds of times. And these are healthy, radiant-eyed children. And they say if the child isn't obese, then they've got to take them. But then they reverse that. They're also taking children now who are obese. So they're, again, no reason. They just take them.
And that's because there's no standard. Child abuse, abandonment, and neglect under Chapter 39 in the Florida statutes, under the DCF department statutes, is the fact that there's no definition. It's not, they're not holding to the criminal standard for abuse, abandonment, neglect. They go with a standard that is totally nebulous, from letting your children watch too much children to not letting them watch children, from you picking their friends to not.
And where is they hold and where is they hold parents to this maximum standard of a dirty plate, a neighbor dog bite, falling off the jungle gym with witnesses? Well, it's your fault they fell off. It's not normal for kids to have that happen, even though it happened to all of us. We're taking them. Then when they kill or abuse the children, they won't investigate themselves and say, well, their deaths are just part of what we do.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because most of our laws now exempt government from the very standards that they hold the people to. If you look at building code statutes and other ones, you'll walk in there and look at the exemptions. you'll find that the agency has exempted themselves from the same standards.
Government is now God, and this is a perfect atmosphere for the worst elements to then migrate into government and perfect a tyranny, which is now happening.
That's exactly right. Our founding fathers did not hold this. They held our government accountable to a higher standard, the law of nature and of nature's God. And they said, that's why when America had our revolution, it wasn't like the French Revolution, we had an absolute law on which we could hold people accountable, and we held ourselves accountable, and we held the king accountable. We separated from the King of England because he was no longer obedient to those laws. And it's come to a point where King George and King Bill and the others have done the same thing. We're no longer holding them accountable to a higher law. It says once you violate those standards, you start abusing the family, you start redefining family, you start taking and splitting people up and so forth. That's where they're supposed to honor the proper authority of father and mother and hold the family together. Hold marriage sacred. Hold these things that we held accountable. And that's why we had our inalienable rights didn't come from nowhere. They came from the Almighty. And we knew what those rights were because he defined them in his law.
Absolutely. But bottom line here is they set up for eugenics in the 20s and the 1890s in England, 1920s here, a little bit earlier. And I have the newsreels where they would kill the babies. They'd come, take your baby and kill it. You know, let it die. They'd set it out for a few days in a freezing cold room. That's what America does. And so that's who founded CPS, as you just heard the local newscast earlier. And so it's all going on right now. They are not the moral authority. They don't follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. The Guantanamo Bay people have more rights than they do. I'd love to have you back on sometime, B.B. Bent, when I know. I didn't know you were coming on today, but I'm glad Greg Pound had you on with him. In closing, give out your website, Greg, because you spend all your time studying this, literally the magnitude of the death and destruction we're dealing with.
Okay, Alex, it's freeourkids.com. Freeour, freeourkids.com. It's real simple, freeourkids.com. My phone number's on there. I'm back in the appeals court, and in January, the appeal court's going to hear the case again. This is 4 years. I'm asking your listeners that pray, please pray that we get our kids back. We haven't done anything. We don't smoke, drink, do drugs. We've never abused our kids. We want our children back.
And the neighbor,
our children. We haven't done anything.
The neighbor dog bit one of them, and it's all over.
We want our children back. We haven't done anything. Our court won't even give us a hearing. We can't even present evidence in the courtroom. We can't get our trial by jury. And these people won't give us our kids back. And we want our
families
back.
Well, I also ask, and if people don't believe in this, it's because they're foolish, the preparatory prayers. And folks, I'm not somebody who runs around thumping the Bible. I believe it, and I know it to be true, and I've seen it work. And if it's what God wants, I just pray God start, not us. I don't want us doing any violence to it. I just pray God gets these people right. Whatever it takes for these CPS workers, these CPS directors, these people over Health and Human Services at the state level, I pray God give them seven times what they've done now. In fact, I'm just asking the creator of the universe to destroy this trash and to bring them down. I mean, if they'll repent right now, then that's the case. And I know it's real. These people are getting wiped out everywhere, car wrecks, cancer, everything else. I just pray that God strike these devils down right now.
I say amen to that.
Absolutely. Look, God bless you both, gentlemen.
Thank
we'll talk.
You, Alex. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to come back with Jesse Trinidad. You know, that's all we do on this show. We had a guest on yesterday fighting aspartame, killing millions. We had another guest on fighting GMO, guest on fighting for other people's having their children taken, guest on exposing murders. That's all we do here is expose the evil and try to get the people motivated and moving against this corruption. That's all we do is try to enlighten and inform the public. The whole show yesterday was about the history of the militias, the armed citizens, the founding fathers, what this country was born out of. That is the solution. And you know what? I do believe in divine providence. And the 50 million abortions we've had, all of it. If the people will stand up and ask God to use them as vessels against evil, God will use you. And if you hit your knees and repent you will be forgiven as well. We'll be right back.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
All right, it's an important historical event, the federal government bombing the Alfred P. Murrah Building in 1995 on April 19th to demonize militias, patriot groups, and to launch a nationwide move for gun confiscation to set up anti-terror forces against the American people. Here is the Financial Times of London today, and now for a world government. And they admit that a world government is being set up, that it will be anti-democratic and will enslave us, and even mentions how they need to get the American people's guns, how our guns are a problem. Open announcement for world government. Open announcement. They're worried about the people in the heart of America and their guns. They admit here they're setting up world government. It's just all right there. And you can go read that story. We have it linked up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have the FBI documents, thanks to Jesse Trinidad investigating his brother's murder, a high-powered lawyer out of Utah, Salt Lake City, Tribune and others have covered it. The Desert News has covered it. And they've gotten other documents that the Deputy Attorney General Holder, who's about to be the Attorney General, involved in emails and the cover-up of all of this that he got during his lawsuit. He's now won that suit. I think that's the one thing we neglected to mention in the article we wrote. He's got a huge reward out right now for $250,000. They just won over $1 million in the case dealing with the murder by the feds of his brother. So we're going to recap this and then get into more detail on every front and take your calls next hour on the false flag attack of Oklahoma City. We have to continue to revisit all this as new developments come out. So Jesse Trinidad, a short segment now, long segment coming up, but it's good to have you back with us, and why don't you recap the basic facts?
Well, thank you for having me back, Mr. Jones.
You bet.
Basically, my brother was killed in the months following the Oklahoma City bombing. He was killed in Oklahoma City. He had been picked up in California and sent to Oklahoma City. He'd gotten out of the service and during the Vietnam War as a heroin addict, and that wasn't uncommon back then. He had robbed a bank, and he was caught, and he pled guilty. He did his time. He got out in 1988, married, worked, paid his taxes. He got into a dispute with his probation officer who didn't like him drinking beer, and so we fought that, and he lost that fight. And he just basically told his probation officer, you know where I am, and I'm going to drink beer, so come and get me if you want to. Well, they're not going to go pick somebody up who's drinking beer and send them back to prison. But he was picked up coming across the border. His wife is an American citizen, but they have family in Mexico in Baja California, and sent to Oklahoma City and was dead 2 days later. And at the time, it was a shock to us. The government called up the Department of Justice and said he committed suicide, and they asked for permission to cremate his body, and we said no. And we found out later that after we said no, the Department of Justice went to the Oklahoma State Medical Examiner and tried to get an order for cremation, and he wouldn't give it to him because he didn't have the family's permission. It took us a week to get his body released and sent home, and when he came home, he was heavily made up, and my mother and his wife and my sister stripped the makeup off, and he had been beaten head to toe. His head was, the skin in his head was split to the skull in three places from the blows. Soles of his feet had been beaten, knuckles black, beaten back and front, and his throat was cut. And then we found out he'd been strangled with a pair of plastic handcuffs, so he'd apparently been tortured extensively and then killed. We had no, and this happened in federal custody, supposedly in a isolation interrogation type cell where only the Department of Justice has access to him. And they, of course, said it's a suicide and a suicide by hanging. It was a hard case for us. I mean, we went to our government expecting them to do right. We went to the FBI expecting them to do right. But then we started to get suspicious when all the evidence disappeared. The medical examiner shows up on the morning to claim my brother's body. And before they turn his body over, the Department of Justice removes his bloodstained clothing and destroys it. The medical examiner tries to get access to the cell. They tell him he can't, and then they clean it that very day. He comes back. He finally got into the cell about 6 months later. And they point to a note written on the wall. Now, this is a sealed crime scene, supposedly. And he said, that's a suicide note. And he said, well, why don't you have the handwriting analyzed? He comes back a week later, and they painted the cell. The surveillance camera supposedly malfunctioned. I receive a call from a world expert on video cameras who had been the expert. His name was Pearl, who had been the expert in the Rodney King case. He said the Department of Justice, the FBI, came to him with the video camera and wanted him to say that the camera had malfunctioned. He looked at the camera, he looked at the tape, and he said the tape had been erased. And they immediately grabbed the camera back from him, the tape back from him, and tell him not to do anything, not to write a report.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back on the other side of this break and continue with Jesse Trinidad. This blew the case wide open. This exposed the feds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Why they used to grow food in Kansas? They didn't want to grow it on the moon.
Decades ago, Bob Dylan knew about the New World Order. I have that direct. Won't say how I know that. Everybody's waking up to the New World Order. They better. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I'll get that better left unsaid.
From the Broadway to the Milky Way.
From the Broadway to the Milky Way.
That's a lot of real estate indeed. Who knows about the New World Order, huh? A man's going to do what a man's got to do, and they put us up against the wall. They put our back up against the wall, and we have to fight back, and so we are. And this is another case, just like all the guests I had on yesterday, of a single person taking action. They harassed his mother, his father, who were elderly, basically caused them to die, as he said last week. Guess he's trying to do. Finding out they'd murdered his brother. We're putting photos, autopsy photos, up on screen that are so grisly. So if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, turn away if you don't want to see this. Go ahead and put some of them up on screen. I mean, just savagely caved his head in. what looks like burn marks, electrical marks all over him, bruises. I mean, black and blue, head to toe, both sides, savagely just tortured him to death trying to get info because the feds, of course, had just bombed their own building and thought he was one of the witnesses and had to get rid of John Doe number two. But he wasn't John Doe number two. We now know who that was. They also murdered him. Police officers that were investigating this in Oklahoma were murdered. Cop of the year, tortured to death, similar to this. Just remember that police out there. They got FBI hit teams that will torture you to death. They'll kill anybody they want, whenever they want. They hire these former special forces guys that are mentally ill, put them into the anti-terror squads, and they like it. They like being the bad guys. They like getting away with it. They like that nobody can stop them. They love evil. It's all about their own personal power. Now, there's more of us than them, and we're going to combine forces. There's good people in government, like good FBI agents leaked documents that he later sued and was able to get from the government because he had the documents to prove were accurate, where they were basically running the bombing operation. This is key info. Let's continue with Jesse Trinidad, who, again, took action and finally won in court. What was it, $1.3 million or $1.2
million? A little over $1 million, Mr. Jones, but to get right to the heart of the story, and it's interesting that your comments about the murders, because the world-famous videographer, he calls me and tells me the tape had been erased. The FBI had taken the tape back from him and told him not to say anything about it. Before our trial, he ends up dead. A witness to my brother's murder named Alden Gillis Baker, he's found hanging in his cell a month before the trials to start in federal custody. The fellow that I think was John Doe 2, Richard Lee Guthrie, as you said, he supposedly hangs himself in federal custody the day before he supposedly going to give a tell-all interview to the Los Angeles Times about what he said would blow the lid off the Oklahoma City bombing. But the point on all this evidence disappearing is we didn't understand why. My brother, we're just ordinary people. Why this is happening? And we've gone to the FBI looking for them to do the right thing. And the crime scene photographs disappear while in FBI custody. The logbooks that would have shown who came and had access to my brother, they disappear. Everything disappeared. We didn't have a motive. The government harassed my mother and father. They would go up and down the street, and this is the FBI, door to door, asking neighbors for any kind of smut on my family, of drug use, criminal activity, everything. They tried
to. And by the way, you now have the emails where Holder, who's about to be attorney general, is saying this is a Normandy level cover up, like the invasion of Normandy on D-Day. So they're just everywhere, full court press covering this up.
And I don't understand why. I mean, at that time, they tried twice to indict me. My wife, part of my brother's ashes, they had a place together on the beach in Mexico. She had my brother was killed. Their only child was 2 months old. She would go back and forth down to their place on the beach. And coming back across the border one time, an immigration officer pulled her over and said, "Are you Mrs. Trinidad?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, you shouldn't go down to Mexico very much anymore." And she says, "Why?" He said, "The FBI has been here, and they told us every time you come across to take you to what they call secondary." Now, that's where they take the engine out of your car, take the tires off, take the steering wheel out, the seats out, and say, "Have a nice day," and walk away. But again, we never understood why this was happening, because all we wanted to know was the truth, what happened to my brother, and why nobody was being prosecuted. Well, then it started to unravel about a short time afterwards when I received an anonymous call. I think it was in January of 96. The person said, "Your brother had been killed by the FBI." I remember the words vividly. It was an interrogation that went bad. And the person said, "Your brother had fit a profile of this group that was robbing banks to get money to attack the federal government." And I didn't pay any attention to it. I thought it was a nut calling. And then in June or July of 1996, I read a story in the Los Angeles Times about a Richard Lee Guthrie, who was a member of a group called the Midwest Bank Robbery Gang, who was robbing banks and getting money to wage war against the United States government. And I thought that was interesting, but it never clicked, really. And then about shortly before he was executed, I get a message from Tim McVeigh, who told me that when I saw your brother's picture and heard what happened to him, I want you to know that the FBI killed him because they thought he was Richard Lee Guthrie. And I guess what really clued me into it was getting a telephone call from a reporter named J.D. Cash out of Oklahoma. and Jadid had family and friends killed in the bombing. He had pursued that story all those years. This was in the spring, I think, of 2004. And he asked me if I had a minute to talk about my brother, and I said, yes. And he said, well, describe your brother. And I said, he was 5'9", powerful upper body build, dark complected. J.D. asked me, where was he when he was picked up? And I said, well, he was coming back across the border from Mexico. And J.D. said, well, what was he driving? And I said, he was driving his friend's 1986 Chevrolet pickup truck. And then J.D. asked the last question. He said, did he have any tattoos? And I said, yes. He said, what kind and where? And I said, he had a dragon tattoo on his left forearm. J.D. lets out the sound. I mean, I can't remember what it was. It was like, oh, my God. He said, you better sit down. I said, well, I am sitting down. He said, let me tell you this. He said, when your brother was picked up, the largest manhunt in American history was going on for John Doe 2. And this is the description. White male, 5'9", dark complected, powerful upper body build, believed to be in Canada or Mexico, driving a mid-1980s Chevrolet pickup truck, dragon tattoo left forearm. My brother comes across the border meeting that description and is sent to Oklahoma and dead 2 days later. And then I brought a lawsuit. I had been leaked two teletypes from then FBI Director Louis Free talking about this sting operation taking place at a white supremacist compound in eastern Oklahoma called Elohim City. And it was apparent from that teletype that they had informants with these people and they were linked to the bombing. And then I came across a reference to an FBI operation that started in the early 1990s, 92, 93, somewhere around there, called PATCON, P-A-T-C-O-N. It was an acronym for Patriot Conspiracy. And apparently it was the FBI's operation to infiltrate the militia movement and to track them all over the country. And so I filed a Freedom of Information Act request. I zeroed in on that sting operation at Elohim City. I said, I want all your documents linking that operation, referring in that operation to the bombing of Oklahoma City, Tim McVeigh, Richard Lee Guthrie, and the Midwest Bank Robbery Gang. Well, I knew that they would lie, and of course they did, and they came back and said there were no documents. And so I filed the two I had with the court, and I knew they'd come back. One of the things when you fight the FBI, you can always count on the lie. They'll lie when the truth would serve them better. And that's a big advantage to have, knowing that about your adversary. So I had ready an affidavit from a retired FBI agent saying that the documents were legitimate. So they, sure enough, they come back into court and say the memos are fake. I file that. The judge goes ballistic, orders them to go back and do a manual search. And they come back with 150-some pages of records. And they plead with the judge not to turn them over to me because they said they had four or five informants who they had promised anonymity, and if their names were to get out, they would be placed at risk. The judge said, black the names out, turn the documents over. Well, I get the documents with the names blacked out, but it's clear they had this operation up and running. One of the teletypes has Tim McVeigh calling Elohim City 2 days before the bombing, asking for more help. Evidence came out that one of the informants had actually gone 4 months in October 94 to scout the Murrow Building with some of the participants and had reported it. So they knew 4 months, at least 4 months before it happened, it was going to happen. They had their informants robbing banks and armored cars with McVeigh and the Midwest bank robbers to get the money to build a bomb.
Now let me stop you there. Going back, because remember, Colonel Craig Roberts and others have talked about how you were able to get the two memos and put them over each other. You had the one that had been leaked, but then you also had the other one that you were able to get from the government. You were able to learn quite a few of the names from that.
Well, not the names, but what was important is they blacked. They can't remember what they've done in the past, so they black out different parts.
Yeah, I'm going from memory here. So I guess it was the Southern Poverty Law Center government memo where the two copies were obtained and then laid over each other. I'm going back from memory here. Was that the Southern Poverty Law Center government documents that came out that they had basically had people in control or in the command positions got the two memos and they laid them over each other?
These were all FBI documents, but they referred to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center immediately called me and told me they had no involvement in this operation. And all I said was, I don't know if that's true or not, but your name is sure as hell all over these 150 pages of FBI records talking about it in terms of apparently a joint operation. And I know this sounds incredible to your audience, but what they should keep in mind is it's not me saying this. These are records prepared by the FBI.
Are you kidding? The ADL's been caught running all sorts of white supremacist groups. I mean, it's just par for the course, man.
But, I mean, the point is these were FBI documents, and many of them had been drafted or at least were sent out under the order of the director of the FBI, Louis Freeh. And so once I get the documents, the oldest one I get is on the afternoon of the bombing, April 19th, 1995. So I go back to the court and I say, look, Your Honor, there's no way in hell this sting operation sprang to life 3 hours after the bombing. It had to have been in place beforehand. And that's when I asked for permission to take the depositions of Terry Nichols and David Hammer. Now, David Hammer, everyone knows Nichols is the co-conspirator of McVeigh. Hammer had spent 2 years on death row with McVeigh, and McVeigh told him all about the bombing, including the FBI's apparent involvement through a ring of informants.
You know, that's a good point. We didn't get into last week about the Nichols deposition you got and how they tried to block that coming out, and how when he wanted to talk to Attorney General Ashcroft, then he put a gag order and blocked the media from getting to him. Perhaps we should flesh out what that meeting was like with Nichols.
Well, I went into, I don't know how I got in, but I got into the new Alcatraz, which is ADMAX, Administrative Maximum Prison in Florence, Colorado. It's basically underground. The people who go in there, like Nichols, will never come out. They'll come out in a body bag. They'll never come out alive. It's concrete, largely underground, no windows. I spent a day and a half with Nichols. He gave me about a 25-30 page affidavit talking about the bombing, talking about some of the others involved. How I came to see him, though, was apparently Nichols had been convicted by the federal jury. He was tried by the federal government first. They convict him, but they refused to give him the death penalty because they said it was clear to them that there were others involved, and they didn't understand why the Department of Justice and the FBI weren't going after the others. Nichols is then tried in state court. Same result. Jury convicts him, refuses to give him the death penalty, saying it's clear to us there are other people involved and that the FBI and the state of Oklahoma and the Department of Justice are not going after these people, and we're not going to send Nichols to death and end the story without knowing what all is out there. And so Nichols, once he's convicted in state court, he can't be retried, and he can't be given the death penalty. So he writes to Attorney General Ashcroft, and he says, come and see me, and I'll tell you everything. I'll tell you all the people involved. And Ashcroft not only doesn't go see him, but issues an order that Nichols is to have no contact with the media. And so that's the scene when I finally get in to see Nichols. And so I get this affidavit and I go back to the court. And that's when the court looked at that affidavit, and the court had unredacted copies of these documents. So when the judge allowed them to turn over copies to me with the names blacked out, he ordered them to turn over copies to him without the blackout. So he knew who was involved. He knew what they were doing. He knew what was planned. And he said, you go take that deposition, and you take it on videotape.
Yeah, that was the documents I was going back to in memory. So what was it like talking to Terry Nichols for the time you spent with him?
He is not a person who professes to be innocent. He's a person, I think, and as I think I may have mentioned to me it's a story of sin, forgiveness, and redemption. He's apparently reached out to some of the victims' families, and two in particular, the two grandmothers who each lost two grandsons, toddlers, in the daycare center, and asked for forgiveness, and they've forgiven him, and they've struck up, I guess, for lack of a better word, a sort of a friendship, and he promised them that he would tell everything, and he would clear his conscience to the extent it can be cleared.
And he did tell you what really happened.
But there wasn't enough time to tell it all. that is true. I mean, when I say you're in a day and a half, it's not that long, because part of the time is bringing him to the room where he's interviewed. Part of the time is waiting for them to clear out of the room, because they're not supposed to be listening to it, but you know they are anyway. And then they come back and do their routine checks. So it's constantly disruption. And it's you're in a risk of being searched and everything else when you leave there. So that's not – there's some things that he was afraid to talk about, didn't want to talk about, for fear that they would hear or overhear or find out. But he did say enough that there were – at least he claims that the FBI was involved, that an FBI informant, according to him, even provided the detonators used in the bomb. But
well, I'll tell you what, stay there. And then when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with you about what Terry Nichols told you, the affidavit you got out, how this helped you, win your court case. And then we're going to take calls in the next hour with all the interesting points that listeners will bring up, all the directions they will take us in. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits to survival tools to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order, or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925, or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Jesse Trinidou is our guest coming up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. We are going to be taking your phone calls for him. You know, they've announced that five people are going to plead guilty who've been in Guantanamo Bay for 6 and 7 years, respectively. Openly being tortured, openly having psychological warfare done, things we can't even mention on air. It's admitted in mainstream news that they do. They have sex with them. They put blood on them. They do satanic rituals. And the Army says they do that to freak them out because they're Muslim. No, it's because the government's satanic, and they like to do this in their spare time. If you don't believe me, just pull it up. I mean, I can't say more than that. It's been in the AP. It's been in Reuters. I mean, hardcore torture. Then they've got black sites or ghost sites where they torture them to death. They've got drugs that stop their hearts, but then they're fully conscious. And then as soon as they panic, it's worse than waterboarding. They then turn their hearts back on. Fox News has reported that and said it's a great thing they're doing. That's in my film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. So this, you know, torture of people to get confessions from them. I was on the treadmill this morning watching cable, and I was watching Dragnet. And they were the good guys crushing the man's testicles to get the answers. Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd torture the guy by crushing his testicles. And it's so funny. But see, it's not funny in real life when two big guys are knocking your teeth out and, you know, putting you on PCP and having prostitutes dance around in devil outfits. I mean, it's just all sorts of things you can't imagine. I mean, I could never have thought of this. You know, I can't even get into it on air, folks. It's too disgusting. But needless to say, if it freaks me out, it really freaks these Muslims out. And so now they've tortured them for 7 years. They've got their so that's the system we're facing. Jesse Trenadue, continuing, sir, with in that day and a half with Terry Nichols, what you were able to learn, what was in the affidavit that they've tried to quash, and is that affidavit public? When can it go public? Will it go public?
The affidavit's public record.
Yeah.
Nichols basically said that he was under the impression that the FBI was playing some role in handling Tim McVeigh, and that one of the informants had actually provided the detonators for the bomb. I think it's what's interesting, though, is I've made those accusations in this lawsuit, and the FBI has never denied them. And the accusations were pretty specific that they were involved possibly with the German government and others in a sting operation to infiltrate the militia groups in this country. It went bad on them. It resulted in the bombing in Oklahoma City.
Well, that's their spin. I mean, 2 weeks ago, German intelligence was caught, Reuters reported, staging bombings on NATO facilities. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they specialize in attacking federal buildings. That's their little favorite. That's the German. The German mark is attacking the German signature is they like to attack cops, because then that gets the cops to do whatever they say. And they were caught two Mondays ago, Der Spiegel, Reuters. It was admitted, just cut and dry. NATO police caught him. But specifically, he said that McVeigh told him that he was in black operations.
He inferred from some things McVeigh said that that's what was taking place.
Specifically, what did McVeigh say?
I can't remember now. I haven't looked at it in some time that the FBI had changed the plans or changed the target.
And McVeigh didn't like that?
He didn't like that.
What had the original target been?
Nichols said he didn't know. He didn't know what the target was, but he was under the impression it was going to be done at night in an empty building.
Yeah, let's say this again. The FBI changed the target from an empty building to the federal building.
And changed the time.
So there's your loving FBI blowing up federal buildings. Of course, the FBI and BATF, they weren't at work that day, were they, Jesse?
That's my understanding, they were.
Oh, and then they showed up and told the local doctor, showed up on the scene, patch me up, say I'm hurt. And the doctor said no, and what did they say? They said, you die. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Trenadue is our guest, back in 70 seconds for the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.